to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025 edition. Well, the House Oversight Committee Chairman, Jay DeBoyer, has authorized for the issuance of subpoenas to the Department of the Attorney General relating to its decision not to prosecute Bipartisan Solutions, a 501c4 organization, for contributing more than $700,000 to a 2020 ballot proposal without revealing their donors. Fair and equal ballot proposal, 71% funded by Bipartisan Solutions nonprofit. Well, starting back in 2020, Fair and Equal Michigan gathered signatures to place a question on the ballot that would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act. However, a November 30th, 2022 letter from the Department of State to Bipartisan Solutions showed that the 501c4 contributed more than $700,000 to the organization regulated by the MCFA, which the Department of State said demonstrated a level of coordination showing the entities were not independent of each other. The Michigan Campaign Finance Act, which is the MCFA. Well, at the time, Bipartisan Solutions was run by a pollster, Richard Zuba, who listed as the entity's mailing address a P.O. box in East Lansing at a UPS store. Asked where Bipartisan Solutions draws its financial support from, Zuba said, dozens of individuals, organizations, and companies. Asked about specific examples, Zuba said the nonprofit discloses to the letter of the law, adding that he's a donor. Well, asked in 2020 if it's fair to say that Fair and Equal Michigan is being funded primarily by dark money, Zuba said, "You can say whatever you want." Well, the House Oversight Chair, Jay DeBoyer, said the initiative was co-chaired by a close family member of Dana Nessel's family. However, despite refusing to investigate the potential crime, Nessel is currently seeking criminal penalties against a Republican Party-associated political fundraiser, Heather Lambardini, for nearly identically the same charges. So let's stop right there. Basically, what you have is the Attorney General not choosing to investigate a Democrat progressive initiative, but she's going to go after a Republican. This is just another example of Dana Nessel using her office to prosecute, investigate her political enemies, but not her friends. Lambardini, the Republican, is accused of using dark money accounts to fund the Unlock Michigan ballot campaign. She's heading to trial on felony charges. Well, DeBoyer, the Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee and also been given subpoena powers, said, quote, "The people of Michigan are understandably wary of politicians using the powers of government to punish their political opponents and at the same time getting their friends off the hook. There's a lot we have yet to learn about Dana Nessel's decisions on these type of cases, but that is exactly why we are seeking a subpoena on her office. This investigation will allow us to uncover the truth and learn about any potential misconduct. Regardless of what occurred, we need to be absolutely certain that our state's highest ranking law enforcement officer is not helping her friends and family evade the law. If the Attorney General has nothing to hide, she should welcome the transparency into her house," quote unquote, said DeBoyer. Now, the subpoena itself is asking for internal communications in the Attorney General's office regarding the criminal referral made back on April the 18th, 2023. Communications between the AG's office and the Department of State, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's office, about the referral. Communications from the AG's office between anyone with an actual or potential conflict of interest in the matter, among other documents and communications, is stated in the subpoena. Now, DeBoyer said he had previously requested from the Department of State as well as the Department of the Attorney General various documents regarding criminal referrals sent by Jocelyn Benson's office to Dana Nessel's office for investigation, and that the Department of State, which is Benson's office, produced limited documentation on these referrals. Well, only a subpoena for records and documents is being sought at this time, DeBoyer said. The motion passed with 15 yeas, no nays, and two passes. That's pretty interesting. Even some Democrats voted for it. Well, a second subpoena submitted to the Attorney General's office related to potential criminal activity involving Tracy Cornack, a personal injury lawyer who served as the Michigan Democratic Party's treasurer at the time. This subpoena asks for any complaint that was made to the Attorney General's office about any potential criminal activity of Cornack, as well as any communications between Cornack and the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Division Chief Aubrey Sargent or a former investigator, Lori Bates. Kind of interesting. Well, back in 2023, former Detroit News columnist Charlie LaDuff wrote that Nessel breached a firewall that was created to prevent conflicts, allowing her to intervene in an investigation of Cornack, who was alleged to have used the nursing home account of an elderly client to make fraudulent claims to an insurance company. Well, a letter that was sent to the Detroit News the very next day says the isolation wall was not intended to prevent all communications between Nessel and her staff regarding the investigation, and the emails provided to LaDuff were of correspondence between Nessel and her staff after the investigation was no longer open or active. Her department, Attorney General Dana Nessel's department, found no criminal wrongdoing by Cornack. Well, of course she didn't. He's a Democrat. He was the treasurer of the Michigan Democratic Party. She didn't find anything wrong. Nothing wrong. Move on. Well, the motion to issue the subpoena passed unanimously. Both of the subpoenas have deadlines listed at 4 p.m. on August the 5th. They also additionally sent two other subpoenas, which were issued to the Department of Natural Resources relating to the investigation, enforcement actions, and prosecution of the invasive species order of 2010. State Representative Angela Regas made the motion for the subpoena in the committee following testimony on June 22nd about the enforcement of a feral swine as an invasive species. After the meeting, Regas said she was told by the DNR that it would take the department, listen to this, 150 business days to produce the requested documents. Well, yesterday's subpoena asked for all the financial records, such as budgets, expenditures, an invoice related to the investigation, enforcement actions, and prosecutions made under the 2010 invasive species order as they relate to feral swine. It also asks for records and documentation for genetic testing, classification or analysis of swine to determine what counts under the invasive species order, including contracts with third-party laboratories, consultants, or testing entities. Also being requested, reports, internal communication, field notes, audiovisual materials, site visitation documentation, witness statements from the DNR while conducted at the Superior Wildlife Adventures are also being requested. The motion passed, again, 15 yeas, no noes, and two passes. So it appears DeBoyer in the House Oversight Committee, going forward with their subpoena powers, focusing on the Attorney General's office, Secretary of State's office, as well as the DNR. Short break, final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. An additional subpoena that was processed through the House Oversight Committee was proposed, requested by State Representative Jason Wolford of Howell. He moved for a subpoena to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel, asking her to physically appear before the committee on Tuesday, September 9th. Hertel was the only department head being asked to testify before the committee as part of the motions for subpoenas yesterday. Wolford stated that the Department of Health and Human Services had provided unsatisfactory answers to questions in committee, stating that Hertel would be the better person to actually come in and answer the direct questions. Wolford's subcommittee on state and local assistance programs has heard testimony regarding eligibility verification for assistance programs administered by the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as representatives of the department who have testified that their protocols are outlined by federal guidelines, but they couldn't identify which federal guidelines they were referring to. A statement from the Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson Lynn Suffin said the department is always willing to meet with legislative partners and has appeared before policy, budget, and oversight committees 21 times, and has responded to more than 100 requests for information since January of this year, 2025. A letter from DeBoyer's office sent to the department requests Hertel's appearance on July 22nd at 9 o'clock. Well, that was yesterday. On July 8th, Hertel responded stating that she was willing to provide testimony but was unavailable to attend at that date and time requested. In her letter, "I kindly request an alternative date that is amendable to you and your committee membership." She also asked what specific concerns or questions that the committee would like to discuss so that she could prepare for the relevant discussion and information. So it's now been pushed back to September 9th, 2025, which is actually probably the first week they'll be back in full session. after the summer break. One of the things I think we're looking at here, folks, is the fact that she's trying to avoid answering these questions. Well, very simply, you have to ask yourself why. What is the problem if they are, in fact, following federal guidelines? Why not simply look it up and give it to them? Director Elizabeth Hertel responded to the House Oversight Committee and shared that she was happy to testify before the committee at the alternative date, therefore stating a subpoena was not necessary to compel the director to appear before the committee. Well, the Boyer said that he had reached out last Thursday to ask for alternate dates but didn't hear anything back, therefore leading him to issue the subpoena. The Boyer signed the five subpoenas after the committee adjourned and then presented them to the legal team who was charged with then serving the subpoenas. Pretty interesting little back and forth going on between the House Oversight Committee, Attorney General's Office, Secretary of State's Office, and now lastly, the Department of Health and Human Services. So they're actively pursuing different various situations, questions, activities of these Democrats. And that's all being done in the House Oversight Committee. One reminder, again, I'd like to offer you guys a week from tonight, next Wednesday, July 30th, Vicki and I will be attending the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee's event down in McBain. It is going to be a good old-fashioned cowboy western barbecue. We'll be wearing our cowboy hats and cowboy boots, and we'd love for you guys to come and party with us. It's going to be opening up at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served. They have a couple of speakers there, live entertainment, good old-fashioned cowboy barbecue. So if you'd like to attend this event, just text me the number 1ST or first, and I'll send you the flyer. You can contact them. You can get your tickets online. You can also scan a QR code, or you can call the treasurer to make arrangements to RSVP and perhaps pay at the door, whatever easiest for you. So just tell them Trucker Randy sent you when you give them a phone call. And looking forward to you guys joining us. Come and party with us, not tonight, but next Wednesday night, the 30th. It's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it. One thing that we'd like to do is shift gears and head to Washington real quick. Another breaking news story there. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.